Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Good morning to Lachie Winnell from Local News. What's up?
Good morning. Great to be. Happy Thursday. Are you well?
Oh, look, I'm doing all right. It's Australia's biggest morning tea today. The official date.
Right, there you go.
Happening across Berry. I know there's an event on. Check out your street sheet, magic931.com.au. I reckon we'll make an appearance, but I sort of pledged to eat an entire apple pie as my morning tea. And you know what? Something about live radio, I know people get nervous about public speaking. It's not exactly a situation that makes you very hungry.
No, it's not. So, good luck with that. Just for those at home, there's about not even one-tenth of the pie gone at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a bit to go, Bob.
I'm doing solo. Brooke's not here to do things. I don't get as much pie-eating time. You'd be pretty busy at the moment, Lachie, with the election on at the moment, covering that.
Yeah, there's a bit going on. We've got 9 contenders for the local seat, plus, a lot of other Senate candidates and things. There's always something going on.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen 9 different flyers on, Stobie polls, Main Street of Barry, anything like that.
It's frightening. I think last time around, I think it was 4 or 5. So, yeah, it's a bit more going on this federal election.
I think some of the candidates are starting to feel the pump a little bit, Lachie. I don't know what your Facebook is like at the moment, but I saw a ad on my Facebook from Damien Byers, the national candidate.
He's running for the Senate, yep.
He's got an ad out at the moment, and I think there's a telltale sign that maybe it was in a bit of a rush to get it out. I'll play it for you in a second. This is just the disclaimer, I should say. I have not edited any of this. Just tell me if there's anything sus about this.
In our future.
Authorised by Jonathan Peach, National Party, Tintinara. Authorised by Jonathan Peach, National Party, Tintinara.
A bit of a double edit there.
Yeah. Put it in twice.
Yeah, well, you got to get the disclaimer out there, Bob. We've got to make sure that people know who's authorising it.
What I like is, as well, he's fit perfectly to 30 seconds. I mean, it's an online ad. It can go as long as you want, but we'll get it. But one way or another, we're going to fill 30 seconds of airtime, just double up the disclaimer.
They're making sure they get their democracy message out in a legitimate and legal way. And if that means doing the disclaimer twice, they'll do it.
Twice as efficient.
I want to know, Bob, and this is one for you.
Great.
After the election, what happens to the core flute factories of Australia?
Oh, well,
is there just like mass layoffs?
It's probably like people who make Christmas decorations. The period of production makes up for the slow times in the rest of the year.
I know real estate people use those core flute sides throughout the year, but surely an election must, 10 times the factory's output. There's a factory somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Lachie, you're the journo. You should be following this up.
I've got other stuff to do, but more exciting stuff than looking at core flute production.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Lachie.